It's the debt recovery scheme that's been labelled appalling and one that has ruined people's lives. Now the federal government has made changes to how the system, often called robo-debt, operates. The minister in charge, Stuart Robert, has downplayed the significance of the announcement, but advocates say it's an admission that the system is flawed. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Just a week before her wedding, Leonie Wainwright received a phone call.
I thought it was a scam, actually. But when I found out it wasn't a scam, I was, just couldn't believe it.
The now 32-year-old was told she owed Centrelink $14,000.
They said that I had underreported. I think it was going back about 10 years.
It related to when she was a university student working various casual jobs. Leonie Wainwright appealed the debt.
Basically, I had to get 7 years' worth of bank statements and take them into Centrelink, and they had to scan them into the photocopier. When they reassessed it, they found out that it was kind of more closer to $5,000.
She wanted to appeal further but was too overwhelmed by the process and paid. Her story is all too common when it comes to the robo-debt scheme, which is used income averaging to determine if someone owes Centrelink money. It's where the Department of Human Services averages a person's annual income based on tax office data. Joel Townsend works at Victoria Legal Aid as the Program Manager of Economic and Social Rights. He says that measure is flawed.
The problem with average income data is that in many cases it led to a really inaccurate outcome. It led to lots of people having debts raised against them that they didn't owe. And that's because it assumed that people earned their income evenly over the course of a period, even as long as a year. And often people don't earn their income evenly. They earn it sporadically. If they're students, they might work when they're on holidays from university studies, for example.
There's been growing opposition to how the system works among the critics, Shadow Minister for Government Services, Bill Shorten.
Just relying on that very weak process has led to a lot of injustice, a lot of unfairness, a lot of harm, a lot of distress.
Today, Stuart Robert, the minister in charge of robo-debt, confirmed the government is making changes.
This program has been refined a number of times over the years. This is a further refinement this morning.
He's downplaying the significance of the announcement, but Bill Shorten says it's a major win for Australians.
It's the government admitting that they've been using inferior evidence-gathering processes upon which to base asserting that Australian citizens owe money to the government. The very fact that the government is now going to a higher standard of proof before it asserts that an Australian owes the government money is what they should have done all along. It's an admission of fault, in my opinion.
The new method essentially lifts the bar so that debt notices cannot be issued on income averaging alone. Government Services Minister Stuart Robert explains.
We will still reach out to Australians to say that income averaging indicates they may possibly have a debt, and we'll use other proof points as well, and we will ask them to engage with the department to identify through bank statements or through payslips or other means that indeed they don't have a debt.
Victoria Legal Aid's Joel Townsend is welcoming the move.
Very pleasing. From our point of view, it's an improvement both in terms of adherence to the legal requirements of social security law and general standards of fairness.
The department will also undertake a review of all debt notices issued where only income averaging was used, but it appears that the focus will be on those people who did not ask for clarifications. Stuart Robert says the figure is minimal.
We'll continue to identify the small cohort of Australians impacted. We'll contact them over the coming weeks.
While the minister won't outline an exact figure, those dealing with robo-debt cases, including Joel Townsend, predict it will be high.
I would expect that it would be many thousands of people who had received Centrelink benefits and had a debt raised based solely on average ATO income data.
For Leonie Wainwright, she hopes today's announcement will stop others going through what she experienced.
For a notice to arrive in the mail that you owe, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, and it's on you to kind of prove otherwise, I thought it was crazy. I'd never heard of anything like it before.
Leonie Wainwright, who was caught up in the robo-debt scheme, ending that report by Stephanie Boris.